All right, the next item is 700-04 Toro Street. The applicant is on their way. Staff, would you like to present the project?
Sure thing. This is an application for the renovation and construction of the 116 square foot rear camelback addition at a contributing rated one-story, two-family residential building in full control area. So the proposal is a second floor addition primarily at the right side of the ridge. There's very minimal visibility given the proximity of the buildings and street. It is, looks like at least two and a half rooms setback. So it's a little atypically designed, but minimal visibility.
The stair in the back will not be there. No, it's existing anyway.
Yeah, the stair in the back is exterior.
Do we know what it's clad in?
The addition?
Yeah.
It's drawn like it's standing seam on the roof plan.
But the skin and the rendering.
The second floor is on the left side. And especially if the existing below is lap siding, it looks like they're just continuing that.
So it really has no overhang whatsoever?
I feel like I've seen something similar.
I mean,
last month or something.
See it. Mine flashing. Maybe that's what that is.
So this just adds three bedrooms?
I mean, I guess from Royal is going to be your face view.
So
it really is.
I mean, it's like all
One question I have is on the proposed second floor plan. It looks like there's two squares in between the two additions, and I'm wondering if that's mechanical equipment.
Yeah,
that's not
it
shown.
Looks like a mechanical well.
But what it's not clear.
It's not on the elevation.
Yeah.
Oh, and it is funny how the closet door just kind of stops and it's a single line.
It's the roof that's coming out, right? So you're cutting through the roof in that case.
But the mechanical equipment's not shown on the elevation at all, so I'm wondering if it's truly sitting in a well or is it just sitting on top of the roof?
Yeah, it's in that gap. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but then we'd see it.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't. Where would you see it?
In this elevation.
Yeah.
Straight up.
You see it from
we'd
the
see it sitting. No, I'm just saying we'd see it in this elevation and explain what it is.
Do we have a perspective view of this somewhere in here?
At the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. But it's just like a
massive, it's not really eye level.
Massive.
But that model does show like a flat door between the two.
Yeah,
I
see
it.
I see it.
It's not going to be that visible.
Right.
I mean, I think you'll see it as you approach on Royal.
Right.
I guess my concern is, I mean, I think it's cool, but I'm concerned about it as a precedent. I know we've approved some crazy camelback rear additions, but is this pushing the limits of what's appropriate as an addition and form and shape? I mean, it doesn't seem to meet any of our guidelines.
Would you approve a camelback on half of a single shotgun?
Well, I have to, yes.
You would? Like, I'm not asking that question. Like, if you were to
say, on a half.
Right? Like, if you were to say just the
side, we don't.
So that would be awkward.
I mean, we don't approve essentially dormer windows.
Go back and only that, yeah. Instead of the whole.
And this is basically an enlarged dormer.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's also true. It's like,
at side elevations, I mean, it has minimal visibility. But that approach from Royal, you're gonna see this shape. And on one hand, it could be very cool, like what used to be at 1802 Hastings Place, the Steve Dumas addition that was at the rear of the building, I thought was a very cool form and addition, and it could be like that. I'm just concerned about the barn door and wanna make sure we discuss that.
I think the detailing and the cladding will make a big difference. But I also think that this is, to me, it's acceptable because it's very clear what you can remove to get back the original form of the house. Like, incredibly clear, which I think helps it a lot.
I just feel like somebody's going to come back and want to do the other side.
Like, well, then they'll come for that.
I mean,
if she had brought a proposal where there were, if
it was butterfly wings,
like this,
who wouldn't approve that? And it's kind of like now that this will become an existing condition, it still wouldn't be approved if ever it came with that. Or a completely new application with two. And honestly, I wonder, it's because of the limited view that makes this okay, so it's not like just because this might be allowed in this location, it's that it would be anywhere.
I'm wondering though, if you flipped it to the other side so that the tallest part was against the two-story building, like the old Sukhothai building, if that would help limit the visibility of it.
They have solar panels on that side of the building.
Well, don't they have them on both?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Okay.
I just don't, I don't mind it being on that side. I mean, the Creole cottage next door to it has a very tall roof line.
I think it's going to be really visible. Now that I'm looking.
Well, why don't we ask them to model in the massing in these views?
We need to see it from these views.
Yes.
Right. Eye level with the adjacent buildings modeled in from different vantage points.
And then are they able to build on that property? I guess you can go up.
You can go up,
but can it have windows if it's...
No.
But it'll be so close to the next.
I call it like a prison swap. You can, the prisoner swap. You can move other windows in that same side to...
But is she doing that?
She's not doing that.
She's proposing windows, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still...
But if it's more than 3 feet, if it's 3 feet or more, they could.
Well, there are no dimensions on these drawings.
Yeah. And then I also wonder if this is a standing seam roof, which it appears to be, if it could be a lower pitch so that it would be less prominent, because you're already not matching the existing pitch. And that way it may be less prominent when you're looking at it from a perspective view.
I was gonna say something similar, not to make it less prominent, because this honestly doesn't bother me. I think this is very quirky, and I think the Marigny is very quirky, especially intersections like this one. But it's so close to being the same slope of the roof.
Right.
It looks...
It would help.
It looks not correct, right?
Yeah.
So if you make it a little bit less, it does a couple things, right? It sets it apart. It brings the height down a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's going to be super visible in this view. Hold on.
This
straight on.
Yeah, you'll see it.
I mean...
Yeah.
Really visible.
I mean, I think we need to see it.
We need to see
these renderings from head on, from that view, from this approaching that intersection view.
No, but it's like this three-part transom with a window with a door below it. Like,
His.
His.
Rear existing conditions.
So question. In the rear, the proposed west elevation where you can see the addition, which I think is in, it's meeting an existing back elevation, and we can see that line of what the ridge line is doing. I know that whenever we expand in some direction, we also ask them to put the trim there to act as a divider of existing and new. If we look at that and take that concept to propose new elevation, do we not ask them to put a horizontal band there of where the new wall is raising up, or do we want that to look as one continuous material? Does that thinking apply
vertically,
to the proposed north elevation, horizontal trim?
Same thing about the back too.
Well, the back one is there.
The back's there.
Right, and I would show that, but would that, would you want that to be there as opposed to west? Would you want that to just completely disappear?
I mean, and then how do you do it if it's a continuation of lap siding? Do you just add like a solid, like a deliberate, like 10 inch flat panel to make that line? Or do we not do it?
I don't know that we've required that before. We've only gone for the vertical now that I think about it.
I think we should understand what they're proposing for siding material. It looks like lap siding to me. It looks like a continuation of what's below it, right? Is it at all visible from Pelorex Street, the back of it? I can't really tell.
It's really blocked. I mean, you would.
But it go. But the back part of that property goes quite close to Carolina Street.
Well, there's a long to the left of Suco. That house goes all the way back.
Yeah.
So.
See the solar panels? So you may see a little portion of it from.
I mean, I think it'll be minimal. I just wanted to know if someone had a better sense for being on site.
Ocean?
Double comment? Well, we're waiting for, or we're just going to explain what happened.
It's 3:30, and they were supposed to be here at 3:20. So.
She said she was running late, but she should be here by 3:30. Which is now.
You think she's going to the 8th floor?
There are signs, the lobby on the 8th floor. So maybe, but she should find her way here.
All right, well, we'll give her a minute. I'll be right back.
We determine the vertical trim that was desired, or we wanted to wait to see about.
Yeah, we were second to us. And it would be a horizontal.
It would be a horizontal.
Trim.
Oh.
Separating the existing panels from where it continues up in the addition. Right. Is that a plan? I mean
you've got it on the back, on the diagonal. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a piece trim.
So piece of wood.
Pause. They changed out Langensteins for Robert's.
Oh, I saw that.
And I went this morning, and it's like everything's twice as expensive.
I'm sorry.
You guys snacks topped $50.
Jeez.
For these four things.
Really?
Can you believe that? Yeah, I was like, okay, no more, never again Robert's.
What did
they do?
Better
off at Whole Foods.
They didn't do anything.
They just changed.
They just changed the prices.
Painted the sign.
Yeah.
Painted
no, it's
wall.
Like a banner. It's like a. Yeah.
Should get a Martin's next time.
I mean, now they're just gouging the affluent white, which I'm down mm-hmm. with, because I'm in the old Metairie and they can all afford these prices, but I can't.
That's where
yeah, the city. No, they're going to cut my pay. They keep me.
All right.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Yeah.
That's where Darlene and Robert lives. It's a cool Metairie.
Darlene.
And Mark Robert. They live on Nassau.
Oh, I know.
Like that
house is forever. I know. When I bought these things, I was like, I'm paying for their cool guy.
Yeah, probably.
After they, and why would I keep going to, they're obviously doing great.
Yeah, he came from nothing. He came from like, I think he worked at Langenstein's or something like that.
Oh, really?
Or one of the, actually, no, what's that other one? It's a Metairie.
Canseco's?
No, it's not, I don't know, there's another one that he like worked for, became general manager, and then like started his own thing.
Well, good for him.
I still owe you, like,
because that was a traveling
project.
Who drew it?
I was involved.
Right, for staff.
I mean, it's nicely done.
I was talking, so you heard Peter passed away.
Yes. Yeah, so.
I think so.
No,
I'm in the Eastman committee with Leah,
uh-huh.
His girlfriend. Uh-huh. And we were talking, like, we all had a shot at Jack Daniels. Because that's what he drew.
Uh-huh.
So, like, we all sat there and, like, just kind of, like, shot the shit for a little bit after the meeting. And, I was like, because I'd recently been to Old Metairie. I'm like, you drive around the long there's Canizeros has a traveling dude. There's Robert has a traveling dude.
Nice.
There's Hayes Town across the street on
Nassau.
Yeah,
not bad.
And the rest is dog shit.
Yes.
All the new stuff anyway.
That's so much
harder. I'm like, there's just such a. Like, I just wish that Peter was able to do more out there, or somebody else could be doing more out there instead of the people that are doing stuff out there.
You need to go.
And Leah said that they had done that same thing like 3 months earlier. Like they drove around and just kind of looked at what was out there. And felt the same way. It's true.
It's no bueno. My sister lives right there on Englewood.
Yeah.
And she said they call it, what is it? What was that? Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
With like your little palace here and your fortress there and
yeah, like Gator's house on the corner.
Yeah,
and, like,
it, just,
turrets and
it got really weird over there.
It got gaudy.
Yeah.
All right,
we've given her enough time, I think. Sorry.
Yeah, it's been 5 minutes.
Thanks for playing.
Did we do something officially?
No.
Or do we need to summarize it?
All right. I think you have the notes, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
We got some questions about materiality to clarify that. The HVAC, it looks like the platform between, but just understanding what that is going to be. There was concern about the precedent, but we felt overall that it would be acceptable, given that it's clear that it's a new addition, it's reversible, and potentially more visibility. We would like eye level 3D renderings to better understand the visibility taken from the street, from surrounding points. And then there was a recommendation to lower the height and pitch of the addition roof so that it better relates to the existing and so that the visibility is potentially decreased. And then I think the last thing was just a potential horizontal trim band to note the distinction between the addition and the existing.
We would add to that a dimension floor plan so we can understand the offsets.
Yep.
Yeah.
And from the adjacent lots.
We went ahead and made the motion. Okay, we're done. Deferral, correct?
Yes.
Oh well,
who's making the motion? I'll make the motion for deferral with those comments that Dennis just made.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Cynthia Deberly, motion by Amanda Rivera. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right,
guys, always a pleasure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
Let's do this again next month. What do you think?
Here.
I have to check it out.
Okay.
All right, y'all.
Bye, thank you.
Amanda? Amanda?
We have another tub of it. We can pack it up.
I don't think they realize that it would mess up our paint.
Yeah. We do have more paint. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Oh, here. They had a long discussion.
There you go, hand me the.
Deferred it.
Perfect.
Okay. And Dennis has got some notes. Okay, just.
Hi, I'm Dennis.
Hey,
nice to meet you.
Lauren, I'm so sorry. We tried to get them to, but we waited. No problems with that. It just Lynn is writing on my calendar for 2 seconds. So anyway, it'll be good. And so we looked at
so she's coming over next week. So here's the day. Yeah. So funny.
I don't have the thing.
The box?
Yeah, never had the box.
No, that's fine. We were missing some.
Never had the box, so. And actually, I took that cord after Chase left because I never even had my own cord. We shared one.
Yes. I think there's some misunderstanding. Oh, okay. They just emailed me. That's fine. I can deal with that.